HKX and 4ZLK Mobile.
For HKX. What's going on, Shane?
I'm getting hungry. I know you're in the Easley area, I think. I was wondering if you were available.
Yeah, I would love to, but I'm going to have to pass today. I've already eaten part of my sandwich and trying to get ahead of here a little bit today.
I heard you talking a minute ago. I had the Echo Link on while I was delivering. I heard you say it sounded like you were having a rough day. So I thought about it earlier. I called you, but you must have been with a customer. But we'll do it sometime. I was going to eat over there at 81 and 153. So it might be a drive for you anyway.
And 153? That's not too bad for where I'm at today.
Talked about it one time. There's a couple good places over that way that I can park, but yeah, just maybe we'll check on it next week or something if you're available.
Just let me know. Just give me a heads up earlier in the day and that you might want to, and I'll wait and not eat my lunch or something.
Sorry about that. I know it was last minute. Should have said something this morning.
You never know. I may be one of those days where I just need to stop and throw my hands up and say the heck with it for a little bit.
Sometimes I could eat, I could bring something and eat it and then stop and eat too. So I've been that hungry before.
There's days like that. And I'll probably be hungry again here before I get home, but for now my sandwich is going to have to suffice.
Well, anyway, and thanks for your help on the car thing. I know it was kind of scratchy this morning. Where I dropped it off, it's the two guys that run the place, they're uncles of Greenville Transmission. They're all related, but they're two separate businesses.
I know where you were talking about when you said Advanced Transmission. I know exactly where you're at.
Before, I just thought I'd see if I could find somebody else that was either closer or not quite as busy, because they stay busy, but they've done a good job for me, and they are a little cheaper than their nephew.
You got to do what you got to do nowadays, that's for sure. Every little penny helps.
I told you this, but when I described what it was and the code, because I had a code reader, it was at my son's house, and my wife picked it up for me after I messed around with it. The code that it threw, that he said, oh, you can drive that. That's an electrical problem. It's some kind of unit inside the transmission has to be replaced and then reprogrammed for the car.
Come to work now, they're putting the TCMs inside the transmission as part of the valve body. It bolts on there and it's all internal. And as you can imagine, it does have problems with fluid getting to it, and, you know, metal shavings. No matter what you do, you're going to have some very fine metal in it, and debris from the clutches and stuff like that in there in the fluids.
Exactly what it was, well, whatever you said, TPM or TCM, that's what he said. And that's what I saw on when I looked at the code up. But he quoted me at 1450. So I told my daughter to expect, be prepared for close to 3,000, worst case. And so she was happy with this. I'm happy with this. She's got the money, so it'll be fine.
It's nice when it's not as bad as you were expecting.
First constant velocity transmission issue. This is the first one we've dealt with. So I didn't know what to expect.
CVTs, Ford tried them for a while, and they didn't go well for them, and they finally canned that thing and got rid of it. It just was not a good setup. And some of your other imports, like Nissan and Subaru, they've stayed with it, and I guess it's gotten a little better, but they still have their fair share of trouble with it.
That answered the phone in advance. When I started out with CVT, and she said, we don't do those. And then she said, wait a second, what kind of car is it? And I said, Subaru. And she goes, oh, yeah, we do those. We just don't do Nissans.
It's hard to find somebody to work on the Nissan one.
That, must be an issue. I've always liked Nissans. I have never owned one. I've known people that had them and rented them, and they seem to be nice cars, but that kind of scares me away from ever considering owning one.
I don't care what you buy. It's got its own set of problems, whether it's Nissan, Toyota, Subaru, Honda, Ford, GM, Chrysler. They all have their own issues, and it's man-made, so it will break.
Never owned another Subaru. I wore myself out replacing little stuff on the Subarus.
There's little nagging problems is the one that get most people. You can understand the big stuff with it sometimes, but the little constant nagging problems is the one most people have an issue with.
Went back to Toyota. We'll see what happens. Had good luck with Toyota. I know that everything breaks down and there's always maintenance issues, but some parts should last longer than some of the cars we've had.
I mean, it's just like I sold a guy a brand new Ratchet last week, had to come back and replace it this week. It didn't even make it because of somebody else didn't do their job correctly. It wasn't machined right. So it is what it is. I mean, it's going to happen. QC is not what it used to be.
That okay? Well, you have a point there. Well, I hope you get done. I hope you can get done early and get back up the mountain. Sounds like that's what you're trying to do.
I'm trying, and I'm doing pretty good at it. I'm not having too bad a day. It's just sometimes you need a distraction to get your mind off of what's going on.
Completely understand that.
Things I found I really enjoy about this hobby is when I need to take a break, I can just get on here and talk to somebody else and get my mind off of it. It helps me get to the next place without dragging it in there.
And the commercial radio, kind of for the same reason. Same noise and almost got worse, so I'm glad I'm able to have this with me.
The first several years I was in this, I listened to commercial radio, and then it was the same 10 songs on this station, change stations, another 10 songs, just repeated through the day, and that got old. Then I tried talk radio, and it was the same thing. They're always harping on the same stuff, and I was just like, I got to do something else. Can't take this. So then I threw the CB back in the truck, and there was hardly anybody ever on it throughout the day that I could hear. So I decided when the COVID hit, I'd just go ahead and get my ham license, and here I am now.
You did, and it does make a difference. Hang on just a second. Passed a guy in Easley in a pickup truck, and he would always call me. Somehow he knew, I guess, saw the antenna up on the truck, and I had a CBN that worked at the time. This one this other guy put in, I don't think it works, and I'm not gonna tell him anyway. But that was about all the CB traffic I'd hear.
Every now and then, but not too often. Not anything that I wanted to partake in anyway. But Shane, I have arrived at my next destination. Hopefully you can find you a good place to get some lunch, and sorry you got to go by yourself today. But I'm going to say 7-3 for now, so KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
Yeah, I find myself to be pretty good company, and I don't argue with myself very much. Have a good one, Patrick. N4ZLK.
Hey, Shane, N4DJC.
N4DJC, N4ZLK.
Went by your place yesterday twice. Once. I didn't go the second time. Went a different way. But anyway, the weather held off, I guess. We went to our grandson's soccer game, and the weather cooled off. It was real comfortable outside.
Easily, when the rain hit, could see it was blowing through around town or over in Greenville. I'm not sure if our building got hit or not. It was dry when I got back later that evening, but a lot of times it'll rain there and nowhere else.
It was real windy. They couple of shutters off my daughter's house there off Forest. More shutters, but you know, they don't put them up with, they don't put them up very well. They just got these plastic, these real anchors in them. They got these little plastic deals. They just stick in them and expand on that, but it's not a real, you know, it's not a real masonry anchor.
Might be a little tiny screw with just that plastic, almost like a washer and a cap to hold it in, so they can come off pretty easy.
Went out yesterday for lunch. It was just, I mean, it was like a dust storm going through. Might be being out in West Texas. All I missed was the tumbleweeds.
All that pollen around is what it was doing.
And that probably 30 miles an hour, maybe a little more. It just biting you. You know, when I got out of the car, it was just stinging almost with it, pulling all the dust and stuff around and piling too. But it almost looked like a cloud was coming across the. I thought it was raining or something at first, but man, it was awful. For about an hour, it calmed down and was fine later on, about an hour or so later. Hope you're having a good day today.
I'm having a pretty good one. I appreciate that. I hope you are as well. When my oldest son played Little League, go to Simpson, we're there in Simpsonville, and we'd be there, and the sun would be going down, we'd be facing towards the sun, and this time of year, you could just see the pollen drifting across, and didn't realize you were breathing all that in until the sun was shining on it in a way that you could see it.
Nice yesterday, the wind wasn't blowing much at all, and it cooled off. Sun went down, they didn't start playing until about 6:30, and the sun started going down a little bit, got behind the trees, it got pretty cool. Got in low 70s, it usually bakes us out there, but that might have been his last game, I'm not sure if it was or not. He scored three goals, though, so they won, and he was happy about that, and we were glad to get to see him. We don't get to see him play about once a year because they travel. They go from one, he plays with Y teams, and they go to different venues, you know, different locations throughout the year and do the same. I don't want to do the same thing with their flag football or not, but anyway, some of the places are a little too far for us to travel and get back in a reasonable hour.
Got to see him play. We'll be doing that at some point, I'm sure. I got my 17-month-old granddaughter has already taken swimming lessons, which is good. I think that's great, but we're not obviously going to see that, but I'm sure the sports will be coming.
Yeah, you know, when they first start out in soccer, they just do mixed teams. I think it is in his league he's in now, the age group in there, they have separate teams, and the girls out there play yesterday. I tell you, three or four of those girls, they were really good. They were fast, and they could, you know, they could handle the ball well. You could tell somebody you got to play had been working with them.
Get out and do that, because they spend so much time in school and inside. I'm not necessarily about your grandkids, but so many kids spend so much time inside, it's good to get out and run them around like that. We used to, when I was growing up, man, my mother worked third shift as a nurse, and they told us, don't come in till dark. Stay outside, or if you get hurt. But other than that, don't come in.
I did that when I was growing up in the 50s. I did the same thing. I'd leave or walk or grab my bike or something. I wouldn't come back till dark. And they never worried about us in those days. Anything happened to us, I'd maybe get run over by a truck or something like that. But we always had a group of kids. We were always out doing something all the time. Nothing organized to match anything. It wasn't, you know, all you could do is do baseball, be a high school, or I mean a school, sponsor sports. They didn't have anything like they do now when the kids start playing so young, other than maybe Bush League baseball. And they didn't, before soccer wasn't even on the radar back then.
Basically, school sports was all there was. Anyway, Jerry, it's really good to hear you today. I hope you're doing well, and hope you have a great day. I'm going to go in and get some lunch. My stomach's telling me I need to hurry up, so I'm going to go do that before I get back to work. N4DJC from N4ZLK, 73.
Proceed, Shane. N4ZLK, N4DJC, clear. Have a great afternoon.
I4DTY, radio check. WQY, W4CTW, you are coming through repeater just fine, full quieting. Just a tiny bit of hiss on there, but that could be background noise.
On a little HT, little Bowface HT that I'm trying to check out, see if it works or not.
Slower on that transmission than the first one, but still read you just fine. I can make out everything.
So much. KI4DTY, yeah, I'm clear.
I'll be clear as well.